理课堂听 class.com。
祝愿常用短句。
1. Good luck and success to you.
2. Have a good time.
3. Best wishes to you.
4. I wish you the best.
5. Happy New Year.
6. Merry Christmas.
7. Happy Spring Festival.
8. The same to you.
9. Happy birthday.
10. Happy anniversary.
Number 14. Extending congratulations.表达祝贺，疯狂实战。
Number one, I'm going to get married.
Congratulations. Number two, I heard you won the first place in the speech contest. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was very unexpected. Number three, I must congratulate you on your promotion.
Thank you very much.
You've done excellent work.
Thank you for saying that.
第五大功能。Gratitude, 感谢 Number 15, expressing gratitude, 表示感谢疯狂实战
Number 1, thank you for everything.
You're welcome. Number 2, I really appreciate your help. I couldn't have done it without you. You're so kind.
Don't mention it. I'm glad to do it. Number 3,You know, I keep forgetting to thank you for lending me your car.
Oh, it was nothing.
No, I mean it. It was very nice of you to lend it to me. I'm very grateful to you.
I'm glad I could do it.
千万不要小看感谢这个功能。感谢不但常常出现在人们每天的工作和生活中，而且还频频出现在非常正式的场合，比如接受新闻采访、获奖现场致辞等。下面我们来看一看两个典型的实例。
Number one, Wang Ling has just received the first prize in the 21st Century National English Speech Contest held in Beijing. Now she's being interviewed by a news reporter from China Daily. Congratulations, Wang Ling. This is really an achievement to be proud of.
Thank you.
I'm from China Daily.My name's Jim.
Glad to meet you.
Your spoken English is excellent. All the judges were amazed. Would you like to tell us how you have achieved this?
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm very grateful to receive this prize. I appreciate this honor very much. I love English, and I speak every chance I get. I really never expected to win such an important contest, though.
When did you start learning English?
My parents are both college English teachers. They encouraged me to speak English when I was very young. I'd like to thank them for introducing me to the international language.
Did you have English in your primary school?
No, my primary school didn't teach English. My parents speak English to me at home, and I learned grammar at middle school. I want to express my gratitude to my middle school English teachers.Who taught me grammar over the years.
Did you learn spoken English at college?
No. I have to say that I really learned spoken English by practicing crazy English. Li Yang inspired me a lot, and I just followed him as an example. He's really been a wonderful teacher to me, although we have never met.
I see you owe a lot of your success to your parents and teachers.
Yes, really.I also want to thank my classmates. I practice speaking with them at college. This prize means a lot to me. I'm really grateful to them and to everyone who helped me throughout the years. I appreciate the honor, but feel I really have to share the credit for my success with all those who helped me so much. Thanks again. Number 2, Academy Award Speech.Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I just can't believe it. Is it real or am I just dreaming? Please forgive me. I'm just so shocked and so thankful. I never expected this award tonight. I'm very grateful to receive this award for Best Actress. I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate this great honor. There are so many people I'd like to thank. First of all, I want to thank my parents for bringing me into this world. I also want to express my gratitude to all of my teachers over the years, but especially to my acting teacher, Clark Johnson, who taught me everything I know. I want to thank my husband for his understanding and kindness. And finally, I want to express my appreciation to all my friends for their support, especially to Martin Miller for being there when I needed him. There are just too many people I should thank, and I know I am probably forgetting someone. So, again, I just want to say thank you to everyone who helped me, supported me, or just listened to me when I needed a shoulder to cry on. This award means a great deal to me. Words can't express how honored I feel at this moment. I will remember this night for the rest of my life. Thank you very much.
上面这段感谢致辞是用来卖弄你英语水平的极佳材料，只需简单的换一下文章中的名字，就可以据为己有了。不妨用135方法操练100遍、1000遍，直至滚瓜烂熟、脱口而出，你就不会再面临领奖致辞时的尴尬了。第六大功能，Compliment, 赞美。 Number 16, giving a compliment, 赞美。疯狂实战。
Number 1, you look great in your new coat.
Really? Thanks, I just bought it yesterday.
Number 2, Jim, your knowledge of Chinese is really surprising.
Oh, you are flattering me. I think my Chinese is terrible. Number 3, you know, you really did a good job on this project.
Thanks a lot. A compliment from you really means something because I really respect your experience.
常见赞美用语。
1. Oh, what a nice sweater.
2. I love your hair. It looks great.
3. You always know the right thing to do.
4. You really have an eye for beauty.
5. You look great in your new dress.
6. I admire your courage.
7. You are a wonderful teacher.
8. That's wonderful.
常用应答短语。
1. Oh, thank you.
2. Thank you for saying so.
3. It's very nice, sweet of you to say so.
4. Really? Thanks.
5. Oh, you are flattering me.
超级挑战。
Jane?Your English is improving every day. I'm really pleased with your work.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. I have learned a lot in this course. I'm trying my best.
You are doing very well, and I can really see progress.
You are a wonderful teacher. I really enjoy the lessons you teach. You've helped me a lot.
Thank you for saying so. Students like you are a pleasure to teach.
第七大功能 Encouraging.鼓励。 Number 17, encouraging someone, 鼓励。疯狂实战。
Number 1, no, I can't climb the rest of this mountain. It's too steep.
Come on, you can do it.
Number 2, I just can't make my pronunciation perfect.
Don't give up, you're doing fine. Number 3,I think English grammar is the most difficult thing for me.
Don't let it get you down. You'll make progress if you keep working on it.
超级挑战。
I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't seem to do anything right these days.
Come on, there's no reason to feel discouraged. Everyone has a rough day from time to time.
鼓励常用短句。
1. You can make it.
2.There's no reason to feel discouraged.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do better this time.
4. Don't give up.
5. You are doing fine. You are doing very well.
6. Well done. Good job.
7. Come on. You can do it.
8. Go for it.
9.
Try it again.
10. Stick to it.
11. Don't let it get you down.
第八大功能 Apology 道歉 Number 18. Making an apology 道歉疯狂实战
Number 1. I'm sorry I got angry at you at the party.
That's okay. I know you've been upset lately. Number 2. I'm extremely sorry for breaking your plate.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's not important.
Number 3. Oh, excuse me. I just spilled my coffee on your carpet.
That's all right.
Anyway, I want to pay for the cleaning.
It's no big deal. Really, don't think anything more about it.
超级挑战
Number 1. I must apologize for having kept you waiting so long, but I was in a traffic jam.
No problem. I can understand. Number 2. I'd like to apologize for behaving rudely at your party last night.
It's all right.
I'm really sorry about it. I hope you'll forgive me.
Don't worry about it. These things happen.
第九大功能 Likes and dislikes. 喜欢和不喜欢 Number 19. Likes. 喜欢疯狂实战
Number 1. Do you like Chinese food?
Yes, I love it. Number 2. I'm crazy about beef noodles.
Really? Me too.
Number 3. What's your favorite sport?
I enjoy swimming. How about you?
Playing soccer is my favorite.
Number 20. Dislikes. 不喜欢疯狂实战
Number 1. I don't like your talking to me like that.
I'm sorry. I can't help it. Number 2. Do you like this painting?
Well, it's really not to my taste.
Number 3. Do you like rainy days?
No, I hate them. I'm always in a bad mood when it rains.
超级挑战
Number 1. What do you usually do in your spare time?
I'm fond of reading. Mark Twain is my favorite writer. What about you?
I'm really not too fond of reading. I prefer to take part in some sports, especially football. Sports are good for your health. That's why I go for sports. Do you like to play football?
Yes, but I'm not very good at it. I play just for the fun of it.
Number 2.
Fatty meat is awful, isn't it?
Yes, it's bad for people.
Would you like some chicken?
No, thanks. I'd prefer some beef. There's always chicken for sale these days in the dining hall of our school. I really dislike it. What about you?
Chicken is one of my favorite foods. My mother cooks it once a week. I really love it.
第十大功能 Agreeing and disagreeing. 同意和不同意 Number 21. Agreeing. 同意疯狂实战
Number 1. Don't you think that young man has bad manners?
Oh, I agree with you absolutely. Number 2. I wonder if you would agree that our department's salaries are too low.
I couldn't agree more. Everyone here has been working extremely hard. They definitely deserve a raise. Number 3. Can you believe it's Sunday night already? Vacations are always too short.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
超级挑战
That was a terrible movie.
It was.
The acting was awful.
I agree.
And the storyline was impossible to follow.
That's just what I was thinking.
表示同意的短句总结
1. I absolutely agree with you.
2. I couldn't agree more.
3. That's exactly my own view.
4. You took the words right out of my mouth.
5. That's right. That's true.That's for sure. That's for certain.
6. Yes, we see eye to eye on this.
7. That's just what I was thinking.
8. You can say that again.
9. I'll say.
10. You got it.
11. I'd say so.
12. Well said.
13. I agree 100%.
Number 22. Disagreeing. 不同意疯狂实战
Number 1. Children should watch TV every night. They can learn a lot.
I'm afraid I have a different opinion. Number two. Young people shouldn't always change their jobs.
That's not the way I see it. Young people should seek for more challenges and opportunities. Number three. Wouldn't you say that Tom's house needs a paint job?
Really? I don't think so. I think it looks great the way it is now.
超级挑战
Don't you think that somebody should do something about all the violence on children's cartoon programs?
Well, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh?
Yes, I wish I could agree with you. But if you ask me, kids aren't very affected by what they see on TV because they know it isn't real.
Well, I disagree.